This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And good news here in New Hampshire, the Supreme Court has ruled that Keene City officials improperly withheld records ranging from restaurant inspections to police use of force.
Uh-oh.
Now, there's not a whole lot to get into here, but what happened was that the students requested, you know, information about rape incidents, sexual abuse incidents, police use of force, and, as we mentioned, underage drinking and a bunch of other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the Keene City overseers decided that they wanted lists of all of these crimes or these allegations, these reports, whatever, not the actual reports themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And they're under no obligation to create these lists.
Hmm.
So instead of giving them the reports, it's like, no such list exists. We don't have it.
How are they not under law, under contract, to provide these lists?
They lie.
Under right to know.
The Supreme Court said they were.
Because the lists don't exist. But these students were not requesting lists.
Mm-hmm.
They were requesting the reports. So the way the way the city of Keene interpreted the request was, oh, they want a list of all of the police use of force incidents. We don't have such a thing.
Yep. But what was actually being asked was, we want the records, we want everything, and they decided they weren't going to comply.
Right, and they lost at the Superior Court level, and then that got appealed, and that's what happened now. You're saying the Supreme Court of New Hampshire has ruled on this case.
Yes.
Well, this is good news.
It is good news.
Yeah. It is good news. I'm glad it happened. It's insane how arbitrary and power hungry the city of Keene would be that they would even attempt this.
Oh, but Arya, it's all going to change now. Now the Keene police have seen the light. Now they're coming to protests and they are on board with change.
We hired a new individual to take care of nothing but providing records to FOIA requests. That's all this person does. We have created a new position, a new slot.
Well, let's go to the phones. We've got Jason calling from Colorado. Jason, you're on Free Talk Live.
By the way, that was sarcasm.
Hello.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey,
what's on your mind, Jason?
It's time for a Would You Rather question.
Okay.
Would you rather be able to see 5 years into the future with certainty, or to be able to see 150 years into the future? I want to know what you pick and why.
I assume with the 150 years answer, we don't have certainty.
If I could see 150 years into the future, wouldn't that include the 5 years previous?
Well, I think he just messed up the question. It's 5 years with certainty or 150 years with some level of uncertainty?
Yes. Yeah.
What is the degree of uncertainty here?
Plus or minus 20%.
I would say 5 years. I would say 5 years.
Yeah, five years.
I would say 5 years, and I'd be investing in a lot of stuff.
Because what happens 50 years from now has no effect on me whatsoever.
150 years, I'm dead.
Yeah.
But aren't you at all curious to see if the whole Liberty experiment succeeds?
Well, it doesn't really matter to me.
I'm
going to work towards whatever kind of advancements I can see in my lifetime, and then whatever people do after that is up to them.
Conan, what about you?
I'm 5 years. I don't need 150.
What is your reason?
It's too much. So I can invest in very specific stock, stock options and get really rich. Or cryptocurrencies.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Jason, interesting conversation topic. Unfortunately, I think our answers were probably duller than you were hoping for. I mean, mine is just, I'll be dead in 150 years, so
yeah,
whether the Liberty Movement or not is successful is irrelevant to me. I want it to succeed, but it won't do me any good to know whether or not it does.
Yeah, and it might even be a little disturbing to find out that we don't even exist in 150 years, that some meteor
asteroid, whichever one is which, hits us, knocks us off course, and we go floating into the sun.
Then nothing's worth living for.
Yeah, it's like, why even try? Exactly. It's like, why even try? But at least 5 years, it's...
Well, I mean, at some point, the sun is going to likely burn out, and everything will die.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, that is certain. Eventually, all life on Earth will cease to exist.
It's so depressing. Is this
why is it depressing?
The question is, what did you do while you were here to make that life as good as it could be?
Yeah.
That's the question.
Are you bothered by what's going to happen 3 billion years from now?
No, 3 billion? No. I'm more concerned with what's going to happen this year, 2020. What's going to happen at the end of this year? Because, I mean, the way that we're careening basically into the sun, I mean, every month is a new variation of the murder hornet.
That's fun to say in memes, but really the only major things that have happened this year has been the coronavirus and the recent Black Lives Matter protests.
We're not even halfway. And I've been talking about 2020 for a long time.
The murder hornets were a meme on Facebook.
That was just simple. That was not the two big ones, of course, are what Ian just mentioned. And we're not halfway, so I'm thinking at least two or three more of these types of events. Big events. Big life changing events.
So I hope Trump is the last president we ever have.
I would agree. Let's keep going with the phones. We've got Steve calling from Arkansas. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
If that's the case, he really will have drained the swamp. Like if the entire government ends during Trump's administration, then maybe he really was playing 12-D chess.
Well, you know what's coming next? The alien invasion.
Alien invasion.
And where are they going first? They're going to D.C.
Really? Now,
Will Smith is going to be in his fighter jet, and he's going to be fighting the aliens. And
White House going to blow up?
They're going to blow it up. They're going to blow it right off the face of the planet.
Why are people speculating about an alien invasion? Because I find the topic very fascinating, right? I really do. But every time I try to look into these UFO sightings and things like that, trying to find actual concrete footage, all I find is crap. All I find is, we saw a ghostly woman standing on the surface of Mars.
If the aliens are really good, then they shouldn't be leaving any evidence.
Yeah, and you know what? I really don't follow the whole alien stuff.
Me neither.
But
one of our former co-hosts believed they were already here, though.
But probably, and they're probably monitoring us as we speak.
People.
I'm more concerned with something like Project Bluebeam, where
I took the time to buy this book.
A false flag event to bring us together.
That book is 100% BS.
What book?
Operation Project Bluebeam or something.
I'm just talking about the concept.
Okay, well, I read the book that the entire concept is based on.
What is it?
There's got to be more than one book.
But what is it?
That's the source of it. It's this idea that they're going to fake an alien invasion in order to take control of the world. The third page of this freaking book.
What's it called?
Project Bluebeam. That's the name of the book.
Okay, I haven't read it.
The third page of this book talks about it may seem unlikely that there's this great conspiracy, but it seems more unlikely to me that a gorilla, that humans evolved from gorillas. I've never seen a gorilla turn into a human, and that was all I needed to read. That was it for me, man.
Dumbest crap.
It was the dumbest book I've ever read. $7 blown on Amazon. I can't
imagine why you even bought it in the first place.
Because we mentioned it? You went after it because we mentioned it a couple weeks ago?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
I like learning about things.
You should have talked to me first.
Well, you didn't even know the book existed.
I know, because it's not that big of a deal. But what I'm saying, if we're talking about two or three more events, life-changing community or society-changing events, where the puppet masters gain more control over us sheeples.
It doesn't look like they're gaining more control right now, though. It looks like they're losing control.
I would say a lot of very rich men are a lot richer this year already. The Zucks and the Bezoses of the world.
Aren't the stocks coming back or something like that? Didn't I see some kind of headline that the big stock drop that we saw during COVID has already recovered?
How do they enforce their control in the real world? It's through the police. And what just happened? They burned a police station down.
They're going to create their own brown shirts.
They're not gaining control, though. That's losing control. When you've made the people angry enough to burn your police station down,
but
they don't want municipal police stations. They don't work for Zuckerberg. Zuckerberg needs brown shirts.
They ultimately do work for Zuckerberg. Because Zuckerberg...
But they don't work directly for him. If he had his own...
Oh, no, there are levels of command. Yeah, for sure.
Look, they set a police station on fire. I don't think it burned to the ground. And they didn't do any other ones after
that. And it was just one.
Yeah, it was just one. I think this one's going to blow over.
I think it's going to blow over as well, but I don't see it as tightening control for
I'd
a
like
police station anywhere to be set on fire by the by its local
it could
population.
Be losing control.
That doesn't seem like a, hey, we have this situation under control gesture.
So now I've got this pack of four Shar Pei rescue dogs for, oh my goodness, probably 5-6 years. They get a regular diet of Dynavite with every meal.
DINOVITE.com.
People remark on what beautiful coats they've got. I tell them, you don't need to wait until a problem presents itself. It's far better to keep the dog happy and healthy at all times.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Not shaving irritation. Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owner population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And Crypto Vegas and Anarcho Vegas are dual events with an amazing lineup of speakers, some of the brightest and most innovative minds in blockchain technology. Ooh, I really should have read these names again before. I read them earlier. Lynn Ulbricht, Jim Bell, Elise Sam, Float CEO, Kingsley Edwards, and more. Anarcho Vegas 2020 speakers include Jim Bell, Larkin Rose, Evans O'Brien, G. Edward Griffin, Walter Block, Amanda Rockwitz, Ernie Hancock, and more. Daily tickets for each event are just $20.20 at anarchovegas.com and cryptovegasconference.com. Use code FTL to get 10% off your VIP tickets. July the 18th and 19th, join Free Talk Live in Vegas for Crypto Vegas and Anarcho Vegas 2020.
It's an actual convention in 2020.
Oh, my God, it is.
Wow.
Not if the aliens come.
Unfortunately, ForkFest is going to beat them to the punch on that.
ForkFest isn't really a convention. I mean, ForkFest is a party.
It's where people convene.
True. We will be convening in a campground.
It is a party,
though. If you're wearing a suit at ForkFest, you're doing it wrong.
ForkFest.party is...
What if it's your birthday suit?
Ooh, that could happen. That hasn't happened yet.
It has happened.
Not at ForkFest.
Yet.
Not yet.
I have seen people tanning outside naked early in the morning.
You just planted the seed.
At ForkFest.
Oh, wow. Okay. Good to know.
It's not common.
Yeah.
But it has happened.
I had not heard about that.
Well, let's go to the phones. We've got Bad Slave calling from New Hampshire. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. You got me sitting on Discord. I don't know why you did that. But,
because you had constantly audio coming back into us, and
didn't turn on the stream, so I couldn't hear the show.
You've had the stream going to you for probably, like an hour or something like that on there that you've been on?
No,
instead of complaining, did you have something to actually talk about?
Well,
so I have flipped over more than once to find out if you were there and you weren't.
Are you ready?
Go.
Thank you. With regards to defunding the police, I've always thought that we needed to do that, and that the arrangement could easily be just improving the possibility of regular folk defending themselves by taking away all the bad limitations on firearms possession and encouraging people to be trained and carrying and just like in New Hampshire, we've got one of the lowest crime rates in the country, and in fact we're saving we're just saving lives. We don't need most of what the police do. For sure. I mean, and for certain, we don't need the killing and maiming and, bad stuff that's obviously going on. I mean, anytime you call the police, you're actually, under threat of them having some sort of a bad reaction to you. And,
sure. You never know what they're going to do when they show up.
No, you don't. And even if you're trying to get, some sort of a benefit by, calling out a bad guy or something like that, they'll come into your place and, sniff around, look around, and, if they see some kind of contraband, then...
He's right. You already see communities that are compiling their own community forces together. The Black Lives Matters are doing it. You've got the Roof Koreans. You've got some Latin gangs that are doing this. I mean, and the best thing, Bad Slate brought up a really good point about New Hampshire, where
everyone is armed.
We are heavily armed, which is the best deterrent.
Absolutely.
From crime taking place, because you just don't know who has a gun.
I think that's a major reason why the New Hampshire protests have been so peaceful.
Oh, yeah,
I mean,
definitely.
A lot of people here know that their neighbors are armed.
So, I mean, this could lead to more of a community effort To take care of our own, to actually take responsibility for our own communities instead of pushing it off on some other organization, some other entity, some other department that's really not can be held accountable in a lot of respects. And I mean, I think this could work very well for this country, unless what I've said earlier, it turns into something, some other organization that has to come in and fill that void, because people get tired. This is what happens to volunteer fire departments.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these guys in some communities, they're getting old, they're retiring, they can't do it anymore, and they're not getting replaced by younger volunteer fire department firefighters. And what is happening is they're like, all right, well, we're going to have to actually
hire
people. Or we're going to have to, first of all, the first thing they do is they hire help from other communities that already have fire departments. And then before you know it, you know, hey, we're already spending $2 million a year on this fire department. Why don't we just build our own firehouse? This is how this thing starts. It's the same thing with the police.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got communities that we don't need we have lots of communities around here who don't have
a police department. That's true. But there still is the county sheriff.
Right. They got the sheriff, and then they also,
well, for now,
they get their their paramedics are coming in from other, like Keene supplies paramedics to all of the surrounding towns. Mm-hmm. And
I mean, it's just like Keene doesn't have an Amazon distribution center. You know, not every community can have every little thing. That's part of what makes the world go around.
Right, unless people start getting lazy and they realize you can save a lot of money if we had our own, you know, Amazon department here.
We could save a lot of money if we just made our own wine.
This is
good
true.
Plan.
A lot of people can learn from being frugal. It's a lot.
Well, you were just criticizing being frugal by saying that they're going to be lazy and just pay for the stuff to be brought in.
It starts out as a good idea, but anything government goes sour very fast, like wine.
Sure.
Goes sour very fast because there's no oversight, and because it's government, and because, you know, the best way to ensure that you're going to have good police help, you know, community, or watching over your community, the best way to ensure that you're going to have good fire protection is if you actually have a hand in it on it. If you are actually, if it's something that you know about, if you're on the board of directors of some department, you can actually see what's actually taking place. But a lot of these things, the community...
What if I don't want to be on a board of directors? What if I just want to live my life?
You want your church... So that is, you have your vision. You can have your church. You can be on that board, and you can decide how that works. And then there's going to be some...
No, I don't decide anything.
There's going to be some guy who attends one of the gun churches here in New Hampshire who's going to want to be a peace officer. And he's going to want to have something to do with whatever comes from that new department that springs up, community-run policing of the community. And maybe just starts with being like a neighborhood watch.
And how long before they're kicking in the doors of college dorms to arrest kids for underage drinking?
New Hampshire, everyone's got guns. They might themselves get shot.
Some of them do.
855-450, not the ones on campus. 855-450.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
This COVID-19 thing has turned the world upside down. Regardless of what you believe about it, it has changed our lives. But what's not changed is that if you own a business, you need to advertise to reach new customers or clients. Our audience is not the kind to stick their heads in the sand during a crisis. They are fully engaged and more active than ever. Special advertising packages are available to you to help you not just recover, but thrive. Email my sales manager, Matthew@freetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The funeral for George Floyd has taken place in Houston. The Reverend Al Sharpton spoke for about 40 minutes at the funeral.
There is an intentional neglect to make people pay for taking our lives.
Reverend Sharpton said, those responsible must be punished.
Lives like George will not matter until somebody pays the cost.
He said, we're fighting wickedness in high places. Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden appeared in a video message during the service. He spoke to Floyd's six-year-old daughter.
I know you have a lot of questions, honey. No child should have to ask questions that too many black children have had to ask for generations. Why? Why's Daddy gone?
This is USA Radio News. A Republican senator is drawing criticism after saying Americans were getting too much unemployment stimulus. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley says extra unemployment benefits meant to help people are now causing problems.
As it appears, most recipients are being paid more on unemployment insurance than they were when working. This, of course, discourages people from returning to work or taking a new job, thus delaying the recovery.
Grassley, opening the Senate Finance Committee hearing, also says the money was poorly targeted.
In New Jersey, Governor Phil Murphy says up to 50 people can now get together inside and 100 outside following a decline in coronavirus numbers.
With more and more of our businesses reopening, we are no longer requiring you to stay at home, but we are asking you to continue to be responsible and safe.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Kernan.
And you can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June the 29th until July the 5th for ForkFest 2020 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. As Ian pointed out earlier, ForkFest is a party. It's awesome. It's happening the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means that no one is in charge. It also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping site, your RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June the 29th until July the 5th, and we're better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire. You can just relax and go camping, or you can create whatever experience or event you would like others to have. If you're planning an event, however, let others know in advance. You can connect with other ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, ForkFest.party. Again, that's ForkFest.party.
There was debate today in the ForkFest chat room over what is ForkFest now. Now that the Porcupine Freedom Festival has sort of rolled back on their original plans, they now have, from what I understand, made it so that anybody who wants to can just go camp at the campground without having to buy a Porcupine Freedom Festival ticket. So now some people are saying ForkFest is now a two-week-long event. Others are saying, no, no, Forkfest, the pure Forkfest, is the one that doesn't happen at the same time as the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
That's my position.
And the big question is how is the market going to respond to this? Are we going to see
the 4th of July.
We do have the 4th of July. That's true. The campground does attract another group of people on the 4th of July, so there will be people who show up that aren't there necessarily for Forkfest. But the question is, what's the population of the campground going to do? Is it going to ratchet up during the Porcupine Freedom Festival and then continue to ratchet up during Forkfest, which, you know, again, continues the week after, to sort of peak out on the weekend of the 4th? Or will it ratchet up during the Porcupine Freedom Festival, peak during the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and then wither away on the next week? I don't know.
Question, how many of the Forkfestians attend Porkfest?
I don't know.
I don't think there will be that many.
Some do, some don't.
As I pointed out earlier in that same chat, I mean, people have been planning for June the 29th for July the 5th for almost a year now.
We've been promoting it for most of the year.
So, I mean, the people who booked their vacations, who arranged everything, I mean, people with families, with 9-to-5s, they can't just change their vacation at the drop of a hat.
Well, here's the other question. Would it be advantageous to bring the schism, close the divide, bring the two parties, the groups back together?
Well, that's basically what's happening this year, is the Porcupine Freedom Festival has, again, ratcheted back on their control over the park.
Yeah.
So, essentially, they've made it so Forkfest can happen at the same time as the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but they made that decision 2 weeks ago. So, you've got a number of people...
Probably too late in the season.
...probably already planned to go to just Forkfest, or maybe they wanted to go to the end of the Porcupine Freedom Festival and stay through Forkfest. I think you're going to see some people do that. Some people want to experience both festivals, but they're not going to want to stay for the full 2 weeks. That seems to me to be the optimum. That's what Virgil was talking about doing. Virgil Vaduva, a longtime listener here on Free Talk Live. He hasn't been in years. He started protesting the Porcupine Freedom Festival a few years back over some of the decisions that the board of directors made. And so now that he's heard that some of the wounds have been repaired, he's talking about coming back, and he's saying he wants to come for the final weekend, the weekend of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and then stay through the next weekend. So weekend to weekend be like a 10-day stay instead of a full 14 days. So that's kind of one way to do it. So I don't know. There's no way to really know how it's all going to pan out.
Don't you love the free market?
Yeah, until it actually happens.
It's lovely.
I'm interested to see.
Ian was completing his sentence, not saying that he loves the free market until the free market actually happens.
What?
The way that came across, is he said, don't you love the free market? And you said, until it actually happens. But you were continuing what you were saying, not responding to what he said.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm going for both. And
I'm going to go for both.
I think it's going to be fantastic.
And I think that most people will not do what we're doing. I think that's a long time in the woods. So I think that the objections from people like Derek Jay saying he just doesn't want to spend that much time in the woods.
I was disappointed to see him essentially prefer the Porkfest version of Forkfest.
That surprised me. Yeah, that surprised me.
I was surprised that the Big Gay Disco or whatever it's called now got moved.
Space Disco.
Yeah. Because I thought it was happening on July the 4th, so when our band, FUD, picked a night to play, we were like, well, we don't want to do July the 4th because...
No, he never announced it. He had announced it during the Porcupine Freedom Festival when he first announced it. I don't think he changed anything.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know why I thought it was happening during Forkfest then. Oh, well, it doesn't matter.
Well, it is because Forkfest is now a two-week-long event.
Yes, but it wasn't initially.
Correct.
Yeah. So it just extended.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it, though.
It'll be fun either way.
It will be.
Whichever days you come up.
Let's go to the phones. We got Sue calling from Alabama. Sue, listening on WBHP, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. I'd just like to say, first of all, freedom is not free. All the people, you can protest or, you know, whatever, because of you have the freedom to do so. But these people that are coming in and shooting people, filling up tennis balls with cement, placing them, it's the... The people, the powers that be, I'm not going to say his name, but he wants to rule the world.
Trump?
No.
Soros?
Not Trump.
Bill Gates?
I would assume it was Trump.
Bill
Rockefellers?
Gates. No, Bill Gates. The Rockefellers and all them people, they're all together. They want, now, if you have all the money in the world, what else do you need? You power. Want the power.
Mm-hmm. But if you have all the money in the world, you already have all the power in the world.
No, not
money
if you
and power
do the right
are basically
thing.
Interchangeable.
Not if you do the right thing. But these people, a nation divided cannot stand. That's why they're pitting people against people. They want them, don't want them to be together. They want these factions different here, there, to make a divide against the people so they can take over or whatever. And some attorney called the United Nations wanting them to send in some men in Minnesota. Now, that's just crazy.
Well, now, when you say a nation divided, what's wrong with the idea of dividing up the nation? I mean, shouldn't we see that happen? Shouldn't the United States be considered a failed experiment and we'll just call it a day and have 50 different states that
they
can just get their own countries?
If it's such a failed experiment, why does everybody want to come here?
Well, because by relative freedom, the United States has more than a lot of the rest of the world, but it's not true that everyone wants to come here.
A lot of people do.
That's
and
true.
All
I mean, I've been going to a bar here in Keene called Thirsty Owl more often lately. That doesn't mean I really want to go there. It just means there aren't any better options available to me.
And you know what? I thought when the lady said that she didn't care what happened in 50 years, what kind of attitude is that?
You mean Aria?
Yeah, I appreciate
yes,
that,
that's
Sue.
What she said. Who cares? Does she have children?
I do not.
Well,
and I will be dead in 50 years for sure. I mean, almost certainly dead in 50 years.
Well,
maybe not. I mean, maybe I could live to be older. Who knows?
Well, you could, but
you could
have
a robot body.
Family that has children.
I could, would it? I will not have children, no.
I'm talking about your other family members that have children.
Well, they may care what happens in 50 years. I mean, that's their prerogative.
I think to some extent, a lot of people who...
I think it's selfish of you to say that.
Oh, everyone's selfish. You're selfish, too.
I don't think I'm that selfish because I try to do the right thing no matter what I do. And if you're talking about legalizing drugs, what do you think's going to happen? They're going to be stealing stuff to get money to do drugs.
I don't think you understand. They're already doing that.
Sue, look at Portugal.
Let's give her some examples.
They decriminalized drugs there, and drug deaths have gone down. Drug crime has gone down. They're spending so much less money taking care of a failed experiment that we're suffering in our own country. It needs to happen here as well.
Sue, the reason why people get...
The
reason why people get robbed, Sue, is because the drugs are expensive because they're illegal. If you legalize the drugs, then they become way cheaper because you can then compete and openly sell them in the marketplace.
It's all about the black market.
Sue, thank you so much for the call. The number one concern I have with the world drugs is crocodile, the synthetic heroin that people are making because they can't get the real heroin. That is 100% a product of the drug war. Get rid of that and crocodile dies. 855-450-3733.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com. Or 844-443-6637.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid and the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Ian.
And Conan.
And I want to say thank you to Brad75552, who is tonight's amplifier. He's a gold-level amplifier, which means he gives $10 per month to the AMP program. So, Brad, thank you so much for that. The AMP program is what we use to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. And we don't ask $10 a month. That's just for people who really like the show. All we ask to join it is $5 per month. And you can help us get onto more radio stations, promote Free Talk Live, because that's all the AMP program is used for. That's why it's called Advertise, Market, and Promote. You can find it at amp.freetalklive.com. It includes a number of cool little perks, like an AMP-only Facebook group, an AMP-only chat room on the Discord server, and a bunch of cool little perks like that. So check it out. Again, we appreciate it. That's amp.freetalklive.com. And Brad, thank you so much for your contributions. We hope you continue amplifying the show. Let's get this over with. We've got James calling from Arizona. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
That's
Hello?
What you call the show?
What?
That's what you call the show. Let's get this over with. It's called Absolutely Maximize Profits from that so-called church. James, but I wanted, and by the way, it's also called
Dork James.
Fest to answer. It's also called Dork Fest to answer your question, Minister Bernard.
That's funny.
You're the Liberty.
Wow,
radio,
I have totally
you're
never heard that before.
Version of Al Sharpton, who couldn't
Who's
die
that?
Of health soon enough.
Who's back up a bit? Who is James?
Hey Conan, the toilet paper delivery boy. Are your parents
and dog food?
Are your parents proud of you? And who are you going to call? Like,
are you drunk?
No, I'm at the top of a mountain. I'm all by myself.
Yeah, about that doesn't mean you're not drunk at the top of the mountain.
Absolutely beautiful. And you're too much of a sissy.
You decided you were going
to
come. You climbed up a mountain just so you could call Free Talk Live.
Okay, so you climb a mountain every day. And while you're standing up there looking down at the beauty of the mountain, you think to yourself.
I thought you worked for a living, James. How can you have time to climb a mountain every single day if you work so hard?
Because of COVID-19, but you don't hear me complaining, nor have I asked the government for my money back.
I've never heard you do anything but complain, James.
You are a complete loser. But Conan, toilet paper delivery boy, who would you call if I come up to Dorkfest and use my fist and crush your skull?
I told you he hates
you.
He
won't even be there.
No, who would you call?
I'm not going to be there, but you know what? I'm already waiting for you, waiting and ready.
Answer the question. Are you?
He's not
going to
be there, dude.
Are you?
If you came,
no. Actually, I don't want to New Hampshire because I don't want to hurt Conan.
Okay. Yeah, listen, I'm not going to Dorkfest.
I could hurt.
But when you come to Keene, I already know what you look like. I won't even say hello to you. I already know what I'm going to be doing in response to you being in my presence unannounced.
For a second.
I know you use a weapon. I use my fist if I ever beat somebody up, which I never have, but I know I could you. And that queer that you're looking at that keeps on calling himself a she, or you guys call him that?
James, have I ever called myself a she?
Toilet paper boy, are your parents proud of you?
What did I have anything to do with that?
I don't know.
I don't know where you're going with it, but yes, they are. Yes, they are.
You're an effing loser. They couldn't possibly be proud of their. I know Ian Bernard's parents aren't proud of him. When's the last time you've seen him?
I've seen him a few years ago, but I spoke with my mom today, as a matter of fact.
When's the last time you?
I spoke with her today. Thanks for the call.
When's the last time you saw your parents?
Doesn't matter.
It really doesn't.
I saw him on Zoom.
I'll gladly tell you, my parents are deeply ashamed of me, and I don't care because their opinions do not matter to me. I'm way more ashamed of them than they are of me.
All I can say, James, please, please do not show up in Keene unannounced. Do not show up outside this house or show up in my yard unannounced or announced. But, I mean, if at least if I had heads up, you know. Please don't do it because I don't want to be in the newspaper the next day. I don't want to deal with it.
But I'm just stunned by the fact that, you know, he either expects us to believe that he's at the top of a mountain.
Maybe he is. I mean, maybe he's really physically fit. Who knows?
Or maybe he's actually insane enough to climb up to the top of a mountain.
To get reception?
While he's got all of this beauty around him, he thinks to himself, I need a call Free Talk Live.
that'll really make my day.
It's the second time he's done it, too.
Yeah, last time he says
he hikes it every day.
Yeah.
Well, last time he was supposedly on the side of the Grand Canyon, like hanging precariously, just, I need to stop my ascent up the canyon here to make a phone call.
We ought to hook him. I realize most of our listeners won't get this joke, but we ought to hook him up with Amish Paul. Now, Amish Paul,
I don't get that joke.
For our listeners who...
I just saw him yesterday, by the way.
Amish Paul's an older guy. He's like in his 60s, and he is one of these mountain guys. Like, he goes out all the time to climb the mountain that's in the area, and he's just this wild, you know, crazy, kooky guy that, like, lives all by himself in the woods, and he hasn't had a girlfriend in, like, 30 years or something like that. He hates women.
He likes to drink, too.
He likes to drink. He hates women. I think James and Amish Paul would be a great couple. I think James needs some loving.
Yeah, what I want to know, so, Ari, you brought up a good point about being on the top of a beautiful mountain.
Right.
So, I mean, so here, you've got good exercise getting up there. Then you can just see the beauty of what is right there in front of you. How does that not calm you down a little bit?
He's constantly on our, he's got Free Talk Live on the brain. He obviously listens constantly to Free Talk Live.
Yeah, he's a hate listener.
And LRN.FM, and he hates everything he heard. That's why I say he needs to have some love, and he needs to get himself a nice partner, nice man, who can take care of him, and, you know, be up on the mountaintop with him together, and then they can have themselves a nice time, and they can not think about Free Talk Live.
See, the reality of it, though, is that James is probably sitting in some brutally hot trailer in the middle of Arizona.
You think he was drunk? You think he was lying about being on the mountain?
Yes.
Sitting on top of his trailer.
I am not inclined to believe anything that James says.
Pictures or it's fake.
There you go.
There we go. Yeah.
Put the pictures.
You gonna give him your email, Conan?
He's on Discord in the.
Oh, yeah, that's
he has
true.
His own. James Channel. Has his own damn group.
That's true.
Before you leave that mountain top, James, take some pictures.
It has to be a selfie, though. Mountain thing. You know, you got to be in
the foreground. Of course, it's probably dark right now, right? How many
no,
hours?
It's Arizona.
Well, it's getting
dark. It's
6
o'clock.
It's getting dark.
7 o'clock.
Yes.
Pictures, it's still pretty bright here at 7.
At 9, it's still pretty bright here.
So in Arizona, which is more south than here, it's still going to be pretty bright.
So, Conan, you talked about the World Health Organization earlier, not during the show. Now, evidently,
he mentioned it during the show.
Well, I mean, it's just this, today's new news, and the way that this has been working, the way that this has been unrolled for us, this whole this whole pandemic is different. Something is different every single day. It's keeping us off guard. It's keeping us off, you know, it's keeping us so confused that who knows what the hell's going on.
Well, I wouldn't have believed the World Health Organization in the first place, so I'm not confused. This is just like, oh, wow, they reversed what they were saying before.
Well, that is just it. They have reversed what they've been saying the whole time. CDC hasn't jumped on board yet, but according to asymptomatic patients or not, or just people who don't, you know, aren't suffering conditions, they are no longer a threat. Coronavirus patients without symptoms aren't driving the spread of the virus, World Health Organization's officials said yesterday, casting doubt on concerns by some researchers that the disease could be difficult to contain due to asymptomatic infections. Some people, particularly young and otherwise healthy individuals who are infected by the coronavirus, never develop symptoms or only develop mild symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
Others might not develop symptoms until days after they were actually infected. Preliminary evidence from the earliest outbreaks indicated that the virus could spread from person-to-person contact, even if the carrier didn't have symptoms. But
this is why they're recommending masks, right?
Well, they're not, actually.
But they were. This is why they were recommending masks.
The CDC is still recommending masks. The World Health Organization is only recommending masks if you are an asymptomatic person or a sick person.
Symptomatic.
And you are taking care of sick people.
Mm.
So, everyone else? No. Absolutely not. And here is their actual, and this is the thing about the, how much time we have? We don't have time at all.
According to someone who is watching at dlive.freetalklive.com, though, this report has been retracted.
This is still on their website. No, I'm sorry. This is CNBC. So they changed their mask requirements. But,
I mean, that's definitely what we were sold about the need to wear masks. Well, you could be asymptomatic and spreading it to people and not even knowing it. You're killing people with your ignorance and your lack of wearing a mask. Anything that says otherwise, I think, is good news. But again, it never crossed my mind to actually wear a mask.
There are too many people, confused people, who do get their information only from these organizations, and they believe everything that comes out of their mouths. Everything comes across their website, that's what they're doing this day.
Yeah.
And then it changes in a week.
If you're scared, stay home. That's all.
I would tend to agree.
Yep.
The rest of us want to live our lives.
855. Adargo giving away the phone number. Anyway, if you like the show, head on over to amp.freetalklive.com. That's AMPF. Amplify, advertise, market, and promote amp.freetalklive.com.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owner population, guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.